10% of WYXR's annual funding, $85,000, used to come from federal support. That funding is now gone. If you enjoy this archive, please make a donation, start a monthly gift, or add a few dollars to your current one. As public media faces an uncertain future, support from our Memphis community matters more than ever. Give now at WYXR.org.
Hey, Memphis. This is Sam the Sham. You're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM, the station with the city's soul. Ow!
Thank you. Welcome, welcome, welcome. You are listening to WYXR 91.7 FM. We're Raised by Sound, and this is Let's Get Lost. We come to you every single Wednesday morning, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., around about 11 a.m., bringing you the best in jazz, the best we have to offer for this week. And we are offering some James Moody, the great James Moody himself, from very early, early record in his career, 1959, on the Argo imprint, his self-titled album. That was his arrangement of Out of Nowhere, featuring Johnny Coles on the trumpet and Tom McIntosh on the trombone. Of course, James Moody played an incredible solo. And I'm assuming that's his, I'm pretty sure that would be his arranging skills in display. We had a really cool show 2 weeks ago. I want to thank my buddy Mark Franklin for coming on. We did an arranger show. And highlighted all he curated, picked out six or seven cuts of some of his favorite arrangers. We're going to do that again. I encourage you to go check that out. You can go listen to it at WYXR.org. There's all kinds of good stuff at our website, including archive shows. And you can go back and check out that show that we did. It was 2 weeks ago. You're going to ask me what the date was, and I'm going to say, I think it's a 6, maybe. Anyway, I'm pretty sure it's a 6. Yes, it was. Go check out August 6's show, and I think you'll dig it. I really did. I had a lot of fun hanging out with Mark. We're going to do another one. We might do a trumpet one. Mark is also a trumpet player. Nothing special today. Nothing too crazy. We're just going to kind of hang out, and I've got some been records and cuts that I've been digging, tunes that I've been checking out over the last couple weeks since I've been on air. And I've actually played this wacky record before. We're going to do, it's kind of a mix, but it's essentially essentially a Chico Hamilton record. It's Johnny Otis presents Tanga Yika. It's some kind of marketing ploy, I'm sure, that was on the Dig imprint. But it's essentially, what we're going to hear is essentially Chico Hamilton, his collection of musicians, Chico Hamilton. We've done a Chico Hamilton show. I did a Chico Hamilton stereo sessions. We've talked a lot about Chico on the show. Chico, great drummer, composer, band leader, and really in out there in Los Angeles in the 1950s, really started pushing the music towards some more abstract directions with his small groups, his chamber groups. This record we're going to hear a cut called Wagnervous. I think it's a play on the composer Wagner and the word nervous. Why? I don't know. But it's going to feature, of course, regular stable musicians that he liked to use, including Buddy Collette and Jimmy Hall. Jim Hall. This is Wagner Nervous, the Chico Hamilton group. ¶¶
Support for WYXR and the 2025 Stereo Sessions comes from Independent Bank, serving Memphis, its businesses, and the greater community. You can find more information on how iBank can help you navigate your financial journey and hear client stories at i-bankonline.com.
All right. We just heard a set of music. We started off, or we just heard, actually. Let's go the right way. Let's not go backwards. Duke Pearson, we just heard. Bluebird of Happiness from his Blue Note, a recording in 1960, Tender Feelings. This is a very popular record of Duke Pearson. Duke Pearson was a pianist and composer, was on a lot of Blue Note records, wrote a lot of tunes. I didn't write this one. This is a standard of which I'm not super familiar of its origin, but nonetheless, features a great rendition with Gene Taylor on bass, Austin, Texas, Gene Taylor. Lex Humphreys on bass, really cool, nice piano trio record. Before that, we heard Serge Chaloff, one of my favorite baritone saxophone players. Him and his buddy Boots Mazzilli got together in 1955. This is from a 10-incher on Storyville, and that was their really cool arrangement of You Brought a New Kind of Love to Me. I've been obsessed with the song. Me and Jim Spake have been playing it, and Maurice Chevalier was the who had the original hit back probably in the late 20s, I guess, early 30s. This is a very boppish rendition, which is cool, fits the show. Jimmy Wood on bass. Buzzy Druten comes up. He's on this record. When I first saw Buzzy Druten on a record, I was like, that's not a real guy. That cannot be a real. It is a real guy. He's playing the drums. And the great Russ Freeman on piano, who would go on to do all kind of crazy stuff. This is a, I would assume this would be an LA recording. It has to be, right, with Russ Freeman. Maybe not. For that, definitely, we are in La La Land for the first track you heard. Chico Hamilton. It's funny enough, this record is Johnny Otis Presents. This is Johnny Otis ran this Dig label. Don't think it lasted very long. He has this like goofy cover, but just an incredible band. And it's really, it's listed as Buddy Collette's record, or maybe even Buddy Collette, you know, online you'll see it as Buddy Collette's album or Buddy Collette Chico Hamilton. It's really the Chico Hamilton band from the time. That's why I call it Chico Hamilton's group. 1956 features the tune was called Vognervous, I guess is how you pronounce it. It's like Wagner and Nervous put together. No idea why they gave it that crazy title. Buddy Collette, of course, is playing tenor here, but he was a doubler, as they say. We talked about doublers with Mark 2 weeks ago. We talked about reed players that could play flute and clarinet and multiple reeded instruments and woodwinds, and that's called a doubler. And Buddy Collette definitely would be in that category. He was an amazing musician. John Anderson on trumpet, Gerald Wiggins on piano, Jimmy Hall, the great Jim Hall. I guess back then they were like, Jimmy, you know, he was still young. So they have gave him this sort of kid name, Jimmy Hall on guitar. The great Curtis Counts on bass. He's on a lot of LA records. And of course, Chico Hamilton on drums. And so, yeah, check that one out. We're going to continue March 4th here with, what are we going to do next? We're going to play some, the great Teddy Edwards, great LA, stay in LA a little bit. Great LA tenor saxophonist, and this is his Yes, I'll Be Ready. Thank you.
children got to the cities, they still sang the music of the church. But the words they were singing left the church in the lurch. In the church, women were called sister. And the music had no hues. Outside the church, women are called baby. And the music is called the blues.
Well, I had my share of troubles, had my share of tears and dark. Yes, I had my share of troubles, had my share of tears and dark. Well, I'm feeling kind of happy, happy as a baby boy. Well, I had my share of women, had my share of tears and dark. Yes, I had my share of women, had my share of tears and joy. But I'm still feeling happy, happy as a baby boy. Well, I don't know, sometimes, babe, what makes my heart beat others away. Yes, my soul, babe, calling just for you. And I don't know what to do. Well, I found me a lover. Yes, now, babe, I've got it bad. Well, I don't know sometimes. Yes, sometimes I just don't care. Well, I don't know sometimes. Sometimes I just don't care. If I still love my baby, she can lead me anywhere. Coming through. Yes, I don't know, babe, when my days is coming through. Well, it's one thing I know soon. Yes, my love belongs to you. Sometimes, well, I wonder where my babe can be, where she can see. Yes, I need you. Yes, I need my love. But babe, so bad. Oh, yeah. Well, I found me a true love. Well, now, babe, I've got it bad. Oh, sometimes. Yes, you call me soon, babe. Everything's gonna be all right. And I'll see you soon, babe. Yes, babe, I mean tonight. I'm on my way. I'm going on home. I'll be alone. So come on, bone. Yes, I need my baby. Yes, now, babe, I need it bad. Well, you've got the best love, babe. Yes, now, girl, I ever had. I'm going on home. All alone. Well, my baby, yes, I love you, darling, so I, well, I think, until I die, well, I'm going on, please wait me.
Thank you.
All right, man. The great Jackie Byard just doesn't get talked about enough. I think Boston pianist, composer, educator, genius, go down the list. 1962, he made a record on New Jazz called High Fly. It's really good. It features Ron Carter and Pete on bass and Pete LaRocca on drums. I encourage you to check it out. That was his composition. There are many worlds, and they sure are. Before that, John Hendricks from his The Evolution of the Blues song album in 1961 on Columbia. And that's his If I Had My Share rendition, and that's the Ike Isaacs Trio featuring the great Ben Webster on tenor saxophone. For that, we heard Mr. Art Farmer from his Perception album, 1961 on Argo. That was Lullaby of Leaves with the great Harold Mayburn, Memphis' own, on piano. Tommy Williams bass, Roy McCurdy drums. And then we started the set off with a very gospel-driven, gospel-groovy. I really like this record. I'm going to be playing more of it. Teddy Edwards' Good Gravy album, 1961 contemporary, very, very funky record. Phineas Newborn's on a couple of cuts. I'm gonna play the some Phineas Newborn on this album at some point. But that was Danny Holton on piano. He's on most of the record, but there's a session with Phineas, which is very cool. He was floating around L.A. definitely in 1961. He was in L.A. for about, I don't know, 5 to 7 years. Leroy Vinegar on bass and the great Milt Turner. Man, I love Milt Turner. He's one of my favorite drummers, man. That guy swung. Pocket. Mr. Milt Turner had it. Let's go to San Francisco with Mr. Willis Jackson. Gator Tail, they called him. Thank you. You want to talk about some writing? Man, the Great Manny album from his Jazz Greats of Our Time, Volume 1. And, man, he wasn't kidding. I mean, it is a who's who. 1957 on the Corral imprint. Bob Brookmeyer on trombone. The trumpets are Art Farmer, Nick Travis. Al Cohn, Zoot Sims on tenor. Hank Jones on piano. O.C. Johnson, drums. Bill Hinton, bass. Jerry Mulligan on Barry. Phil Woods on alto. I mean, just the best of the best, and some incredible writing of Duke Ellington's All Too Soon composition. Really just cool stuff. Before that, we heard the great Willis Jackson. He Left His Heart in San Francisco. It featured, this record came out on a few different titles. Shuckin', I think it has like some kind of bossa nova thing title, maybe originally. I've seen it listed in record stores under different covers. Originally it was on Prestige, 1963 or thereabouts. Kenny Burrell on the guitar, Eddie Calhoun bass, Roy Haynes drums, Tommy Flanagan piano, Montegro Joe on congas. And that really wraps it up for us. I want to thank everybody for listening. Had a lot of fun. I'll be back in a couple weeks. John will be here next week. Keep listening. Keep hanging out. Remind you, we do have our Fall Pledge Drive coming up not too far from now, September 13th and 20th, to the September 13th through the 20th. Keep that in mind. We also have a very cool stereo sessions coming up on the 10th of September. The hot dogs. There's going to be a cocktail party at that too. And then our birthday. We got a big fifth birthday on the October 2nd. So we got some cool stuff coming up. Look out for it all. And we'll take you home with some Tiny Grimes. We'll see you next week. Take care. Thank you.